Welcome to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia, a program that advocates for good nutrition, gives useful tips, and brings you insights from the movers and shakers in the world of nutrition. Stay tuned and enrich your knowledge on various matters concerning food and nutrition. Putting Nutrition First in Zambia is produced by the National Food and Nutrition Commission with support from UNICEF.
Hello everyone and welcome to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. My name is Josie Perry. On the show today, we are going to talk about obesity and overweight. And to help me with this topic is a nutritionist who's also the NCD focal point person. And NCD means non-communicable diseases, Philelo Nambeya.
Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, darling. Welcome home.
Thanks, honey. So what did the doctor say?
It's good news. You're going to be a father. I'm so excited.
Wow, baby. It's about time. I guess now it's time to put the 1,000 days into action.
Yeah? 1,000 days? And what do you mean by that, my dearest husband?
Don't you know? Haven't you heard about the 1,000 most critical days?
Really? Stop confusing me. Let's talk about my pregnancy instead of your business projects.
Honey, the 1,000 most critical days are about your pregnancy. It's my business and everyone's business, you see.
Please don't start. I thought we agreed.
Hush, baby, hush. Let me break it down to you. 270 days or 9 months of your pregnancy plus 365 days or the first year of a child's life plus 365 days or the second year of a child's life gives you 1,000 days.
Okay.
They are critical because much we can do everything to ensure that the baby is well nourished, healthy, even before it is born. After birth, with exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, visits to the under 5 clinic, and many other things. Our child will not be stunted, but grow healthy and become a useful citizen. Like you know who.
Like me.
Like you, honey. And since it's my business and everyone's business, for that matter, I'm going to support you and make sure our child grows strong and healthy.
Like you, right?
Of course.
1,000 most critical days. Mom was right when she said you were the right man for me. I love you, baby. I love you so much.
Of course, naturally. Love you too, baby.
Let's give women all the support they need to prevent stunting. The first 1,000 most critical days. The best start to life. This message is brought to you by the National Food and Nutrition Commission and partners.
You're listening to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. Nutrition for life.
Philelo, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Josie. I'm glad to be here.
And just to put everyone in perspective, let's start with the definition. What are these non-communicable diseases that we are grappling with today?
Thank you, Josie. Non-communicable diseases is a condition, or it's a term used to define particular diseases that exist in our midst, and these are long-term in nature, and definitely they are not transmitted from one person to the other, but they come about because one indulges in certain lifestyles, such as consumption of foods that are high in fat, salt, and sugar, and then people that do not engage in physical activity. So non-communicable diseases is a range of conditions, and they include cancer, they include cardiovascular diseases such as a stroke or heart attack. They also include respiratory diseases, chronic, and so those are some of the conditions that are included in that definition. Of course, there are other many more. It would also include accidents on the road. But for our purpose in this discussion, we'll stick to those four.
Thank you very much. When we look at non-communicable diseases in Zambia, we know for a fact that these are on the increase. Basic question is, why?
Yes, definitely in Zambia as well as globally, the rate of increase has been very, very sharp. And in Zambia, for instance, recent data that we've had and from Ministry of Health indicates that they are actually on the rise. For example, diabetes is becoming common right now in this population. Cancers are also on the rise. Now, basically, when I in my definitive statement I gave earlier, non-communicable diseases arise due to four modifiable behaviors that people engage themselves in. Number one, the abusive use of alcohol. Number two, tobacco smoking. Then number three, consumption of unhealthy diets, which I earlier mentioned. So these are diets that are low in fruit and vegetables, but very high in salt, very high in fats, and then very high in added sugar. And then the other fourth behavior is the inadequate physical activity. So those are now on the rise. So basically what we have right now in this country and other developing countries as well, we are at a point where we are consuming foods that are very high in energy. But at the same time, we are not engaging in adequate physical activity to ensure that the energy that we get from the foods, the excess energy is actually spent. So what you end up having is people gaining weight, people becoming overweight, and then also obese. So when one is obese or overweight, actually what that does is it puts that person at a risk of getting any of those non-communicable diseases that I mentioned earlier. So for people that are overweight or obese, they are at high risk of being hypertensive or suffering from high blood pressure, for example. They are also at a high risk of suffering from a heart attack or a stroke. And then also the consumption of fats could also lead to development of certain types of cancer in an individual. So the rise basically is because we are engaging in unhealthy diet, consumption of unhealthy diets, but also physical inactivity. So people do not exercise adequately or enough to ensure they maintain a healthy weight or body. Yes.
So it would make real good sense to go back to the traditional diet, so to speak?
Certainly. You know, in societies where the consumption of, for example, processed foods, which are usually high in salt, fat, and added sugar, you find that the overweight or obesity levels are quite lower compared to the societies where such are rampant. So if I gave you a scenario, the levels of obesity and overweight definitely are different. For Zambia, for example, overweight and obesity is currently 23%. And when you compare the levels between urban and rural, you find that more of the people in urban are actually overweight or obese compared to the ones in the rural. And the simple reason for those, the difference, is that people in the urban are exposed to a lot of these foods that are high in salt, sugar, and fat. And then they do not do a lot of exercise. You find that most people tend to be sedentary workers sitting in an office, or most of the time they do not walk a lot because it's also a form of physical activity. So when you compare these people to those in the rural areas, you find that in the rural areas, people tend to do a lot of manual work, and that sort of puts them at an advantage. And then they do not consume so much high energy foods, such as those that have oil or those that have added sugar. So you'll find those differences, yes.
But would I be right to say that even in the rural areas, you do get outliers? There are some people who are pretty overweight.
Exactly. So at the differences I gave earlier, yes, definitely you will find that actually there is that. And all because of the same exposure I mentioned. So exposure to these lifestyle practices that I mentioned earlier is what is actually bringing about those.
Still talking about overweight and obesity, let's look at who is affected. Is it limited to adults, or is there a gender issue that comes into play here?
Obesity and overweight, or if I could put it in non-communicable diseases, do affect everyone in the population. But at the moment, the most vulnerable groups are those that are in the age group 18 to 69. Globally, statistics indicate these are the most affected, and looking at the burden of disease and mortality, this group is usually the most affected. But also children are affected. We are talking about the prevention of childhood obesity, which Zambia really needs to also focus on. Besides the prevention of undernutrition, we need to also focus on prevention of childhood obesity. So the people that are affected mostly, yes, the women, of course, they're affected, but also the men. And statistics indicate, generally around the world, you find in a population, women tend to be more obese or overweight compared to the men folk.
Why is that?
Well, probably it has to do with lifestyle. Women tend to be more inactive compared to men. I think for now, those are some of the things that I can just mention.
Thank you very much. Moving on, let's look at the socio-economic impact and a little more on the health impact of non-communicable diseases.
Yes.
How do they really affect us and why should we worry?
Well, Josie, I think non-communicable diseases right now, they've gained this attention globally because the impact, health and economically, is huge. For one, when one gets a condition such as diabetes, for example, if it's very severe, probably you experience blindness, you experience amputations. And once that occurs, it means the quality of life that actually you have remaining for you has been reduced because you will not be able to be very productive. So economically, you will not contribute to the productivity of the nation. So meaning that somebody has to take care of you. So money is being spent. So at various levels, there is that impact. At household levels, you tend to have an increase in healthcare costs. Because remember, this is chronic. It continues. It's prolonged. It's over a long period of time. So people who have to care for you to make you to ease your quality of life at that time. So you have to spend. So if you are the breadwinner of the house, you know what that means. It means your house is very vulnerable. Now, when we talk about at national level, the more number of people or cases in NCDs or non-communicable diseases are arising, it means the state has to spend on those people. So besides the loss that the state will experience or the nation will experience on losing out on your productivity as an individual, they have to spend on you. So you see that the impact is greatest even at national level. Yes. Socially, of course, one, for example, if somebody experiences a stroke, the way you would socialize, the way you would reach out to the to others out there is not going to be the same because you need somebody to always be there for you to help you out in one or two things. So the quality of life, yes, is reduced. Economically, there is impact at national level. There is also impact at household level. Yes.
What are you, as the National Food and Nutrition Commission, as well as the Ministry of Health and other agencies, doing about this?
National Food and Nutrition Commission, our mandate is to raise this awareness of the importance of non-communicable diseases. So at the moment, we are trying to bring partners together to forge this agenda forward and see how we can address it. And as NFNC, we've done quite a number of works. We've worked with various stakeholders that have supported us. For example, we have recently launched the Good Food logo. We received support from our stakeholders where we developed this Good Food logo, which is a tool that will be used to raise awareness or to help consumers make healthier choices in terms of food. Because we are aware that there's an influx of unhealthy foods out there and people need to be helped in order for them to make healthier choices. So the Good Food logo is a front of the pack food label, which will be used to identify foods that are healthier. Aside that, National Food and Nutrition Commission is also exploring how we could make use of the regulatory environment to improve nutrition. So here we are talking about possibility of introducing a tax on sugary beverages. So the fizzy drinks, those drinks that have added sugar to them, so that we could, in a way, try to reduce consumption of such foods or drinks. The other is that right now we are working with the Ministry of Agriculture, and with support from our stakeholders, we are developing what we call food-based dietary guidelines. This is going to be the first of their kind in Zambia, because Zambia at the moment, we do not have adequate tools to help educate the general population out there. So we are working with Ministry of Agriculture to develop the food-based dietary guidelines, so which will basically be a tool the population will be able to use to guide them on what is healthy eating, what is healthy living. So it will encompass selected messages to advise them on consumption, for example, fruits and vegetables, what to avoid when it comes to fats and sugars and exercise. Yes, so those are some of the works that we are doing right now as NFNC. And I think Ministry of Health also, they've done tremendous works. They are able right now to detect early individuals that are at risk of developing NCDs. So when one visits a health center, for example, they'll be able to have their blood pressure taken, and they'll also be able to be talked to with the health service provider about the risks such as tobacco smoking, alcohol consumption, and they'll receive some health education on how they can avoid this. So besides that, Ministry of Health is able to provide treatment services for any individual that may actually be suffering from these non-communicable diseases. But yes, we still have a long way to go. It's a lot of work that we have to still do. I think we are also looking into producing some guidelines on salt intake, because salt intake is also a huge challenge and one of the causes of hypertension in individuals. Yes, so we still have a long way to go besides those works that we've mentioned.
Well, that's quite a lot on the plate. And Felilo, that's all we have time for today. We would like to thank you for giving us those very useful insights, and hope that we can bring you back on another program so that we talk about the diets and maybe delve a little bit more into cancers.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, that wraps up Putting Nutrition First in Zambia for today. On behalf of Betty Siagwale Kalaluka, who's contributing to the technical input of this program, I'm Josie Piri saying bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the program. Feel free to contact us on telephone number 0211-227803 or 0211-221098. Or you can visit our website on www.nfnc.org.zm or like our Facebook page. Putting Nutrition First in Zambia was brought to you courtesy of the National Food and Nutrition Commission with support from UNICEF.